May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to share something that I did not plan on sharing at all, and I don't really have a clue why the Lord wants me to do this, but I've walked with Him long enough to know what His voice sounds like. This is something that for CTKers, they've been hearing on Wednesday nights and not tomorrow, this coming Wednesday, because we won't have church on the 4th, but the next Wednesday they'll hear some of this. Maybe it'll be a little more, but I know this is what I'm supposed to talk about today. So maybe this will be a help to somebody, or a word you can carry to somebody, or sometimes one of my favorite Old Testament figures is Jeremiah. And it says that Jeremiah was a prophet to the nations, and yet he never traveled outside of Israel, not one time. So how can you be a prophet to the nations? By the things he spoke, by the things, because that wasn't just what he wrote. Of course, what he wrote became prophetic words to nations later, but it was many, 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 many decades for other people outside of the Jews in Israel read what he wrote. It's because he made prophetic declarations and he spoke things and they affect things in the atmosphere spiritually. So maybe this is what, I don't know. This is Ephesians chapter 2. So I'm just going to read some verses and focus on one little place, really in verse 21, which for CTKers on Wednesdays, we haven't gotten there yet, so you'll get to see it, hear it again, but a little more elongated when we do it. This is verse 13. And he's talking here about the division between Jews and Gentiles, which would be any non-Jew. And that the Jews all had the covenants and all that kind of thing, and so they had a lot of pride towards the Gentiles. But the principle and the ideas is just about unity is only found in God, and He breaks down the wall, the barrier. It doesn't matter what the issue is, whether it's that kind of thing, Jew, Gentile, everybody. He says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near through the blood of Christ, in the blood of Christ. For Jesus himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is according to the law of commandments, that himself he might make into one, and make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and he preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We only have a couple minutes, so basically, the law stood over everybody, Jew, Gentile, any human being, guilty. And at the cross, Jesus took collective humanity with him to the place of the cross, to the place of execution, and in my name, your name, bore the penalty of the condemnation of the law. But he raised up out of the grave a whole new humanity, a whole new creation. He tells us, he said, he made all those that were separate one. But that's only true experientially for those who say yes to Jesus, those who are born again, those who become a Christian. And so there's a lot of things that's said there, but in the end, we can have all the committees in the world, pass all the legislation in the world. We can go in the streets, we can do anything we want to do, but in the end, things like prejudice, things like racism, things like those kind of divisions, they cannot be healed. They can't be legislated. Only in Christ can they matter. Because then you've become a new person in Christ. You have a totally new spiritual and heart DNA. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, he said, being a new creation, he said, I used to see people the way a human being sees people. But now I don't recognize people that way anymore. I see everybody totally different. I see myself different. I'm in Christ. He said, I used to see Christ different through a grid that was made me see him different. But he said, as a Christian, I don't see those things anymore. And in Christ, though, and it's supernatural, because we've been made into one, and therefore we're one. See, I'm in union with Christ, but every Christian is too, and so we share that mutual union in Christ, and only in Christ, only in Christ. The United Nations can't, the League of Nations can't, again, no government can't. They can force and make legislation, but in the end, what's in people's hearts is going to keep popping out. But in Christ, he changes who we are from the inside out. He made that which was two into one in him. He himself is our peace. He himself is the source of peace. And that's why bringing a person to Christ is one of the most significant things you can do to bring harmony together, social, racial, financial, cultural harmony together. That's why, again, it is so unbelievably, not just tragic, but shameful that any person in Christ harbors and tolerates any racism of any sort, any prejudice of any sort. It's incomprehensible. Because if you're in union with Christ, that's not who Christ is, so what do you think that is? It's incomprehensible. And therefore, those of us who are in body of Christ, where our battle first and foremost is being lovingly and tolerant towards any believer who shows that kind of attitude, and call them into a place of, do you even understand that that's just flesh? That's demonic? There are only two kinds of wisdom in the world, according to James. That which is from above, that which is earthly and fleshly and demonic. You're either flowing in the mind of Christ, and that's heavenly, or you're flowing with the mind of the flesh, and that's demonic. And we began to hold each other accountable and stop this nonsense. And I am... I heard someone say this, but this is true. I tell people this. I used to be white until I got saved. Now this just happens to be I'm that color, but what I am is in Christ. That's my identity. And so my brother, true brother and sister, are brothers and sisters who are also in Christ. I mean, we share the same Father. We're in unity together, and therefore that's my family. That's what I'm going to fight for. Now, I'm going to love the others because they're going to go to hell if they don't find Christ. I want them to, and I know that all the enmity, that word there, it's like violence, all the hostility is not going to end until they discover Christ. But man, what they've got to see is the solution modeled by Christians as the body of Christ. And that word he said, and we're all being fitted together into this holy temple that corporately manifests the life of Christ on the earth. I love that. We all fit. It's okay that other believers don't think like you think, don't see like you see, don't worship like you worship, don't look like you look. We fit. We fit. We fit. When they would build a temple, they would try to build exact bricks, but they didn't make exact bricks. They were all different. You go look at ancient buildings, their stones are all kind of different. We're living stones, he says, but we're all different, but we all fit. And so where healing always has to start is in the household of God. Because that's where judgment always starts, is in the household of God. Because we're accountable, we're responsible. And the bottom line being Christ is our peace. Jesus Christ alone is hope. See, one of the things I love about Selma is because Selma is so famous for racial division, and I know that Selma's going to be famous for not that, because this is a place where there's a real revival happening. And when a revival happens, Christians start manifesting Jesus. Not head knowledge, not just religious jargon, but Jesus. When they start manifesting Jesus, what we're going to be revealing is a people who fit together. And they see themselves as one with each other because we're in unity with Christ. We're part of the same body. How can we reject part of our body? That's not very healthy. You go home and do that with your physical body, and you're going to be in the hospital. cut off a finger, cut off an arm or an ear, some of the parts, because that's not your favorite parts, you're going to be in trouble. Selma's going to manifest something totally different. And somebody asked me, they said, why do you think God made people different colors? And I thought, because he's not boring. I mean, if you were God and you could do anything, would you just make everything look the same when you didn't have to? Just go out in the world and look. Look at a rainbow. God's not boring. In Jesus we all fit, but only in Jesus. So don't get mad if we call another council meeting or build another think group in Selma how to deal with violence in the streets and it doesn't stop it. Only the gospel can. Is it wrong to get together? No, but I'm just telling you, it'll be the 457,000 group we call together to stop violence in the streets. And you can come up with plans and stuff, but until that kid or that guy or that woman hearts change, they don't want to shoot somebody and they don't want to take something from somebody. Only Jesus can do that. You can't put them through some rehab program, they're going to come out different. They'll look different and they'll be able to get a better job and they can afford bigger weapons, but only Christ can change them. That's why we never stop declaring and decreeing revival here. Dude, this is a city for revival. Okay? What that was all about. Maybe that was to encourage poor Maya, who sits on the city council. You know, like in football games, you sometimes watch it, and there'll be some guy in the stands or some lady, and they'll have the John 3:16 sign, you know? Maybe that you just wear a shirt that says John 3. Don't talk. Just go there and swear. Just go to John 3:16. John 3:16. And then if they say, well, I'm a Christian, then go, then start acting like one. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.